Brenton Hell. He's a member of FM Walleyes Unlimited, a great local fishing organization that does some fun things, and they have a couple of events coming up that Brenton wanted to tell us about. Hello, sir. How are you?
Doing great, Mike. How's it going?
It's going okay. If you were the person who won the lottery, $58 million today, would you stick around here and live around here, or would you bail out and go someplace else?
Well, Mike, I've been listening a little bit to a lot of people traveling and stuff, but I think I probably would hang around here. The fishing's been pretty good. I did get turned down for a deer tag this year. Sore subject. Rather not talk about it, but probably hang around in North Dakota, Minnesota.
All right, good. And I think most people would, and I think people like you and I, Brenton, would, because we like doing stuff outdoors. And really, if you look at being able to do stuff outdoors, maybe not exactly directly around Fargo-Moorhead, but certainly within an hour's drive or 2 hours drive, you can pretty much do whatever you want outdoors-wise, and there'd be no better place to be. Hello?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I thought I lost you. I apologize. What's going on with FM Walleyes? Do you have some big things coming up or what?
Absolutely. And Mike, thanks for having me on today to talk about some of the events we've got coming up here. The first event that I wanted to talk about is a week from today, actually, Thursday, August 15th, we are having our annual members picnic. And this is really a shot for us as a board and as a club to give back to our members. We have everyone out to Ron Starr's place out in Sabin. We have free food, free beverages. We have some raffle prizes. Corey Heiser brings in some games galore. Rom's got a pool. I mean, it's just a fun evening for everyone to hang out and really for us to show appreciation to those members for everything they do all year long, especially in the summer months when we find ourselves busy with a lot of volunteer stuff.
Ron has a pool? Is that what you said? Ron Saar has a pool?
Yes, he does.
Wow. Nice. All right. Okay. So that's is that for members, you said, or is that for everybody, Brenton?
It is a members-only picnic, but you know, we're absolutely going to have member sign-up sheets out there. We always have people bring their friends, and they tell people, and then they bring people. So we've always got lots of opportunities to sign up for the club out there. And, you know, it's really just that time where we can recognize the members that for helping us all year long and also show those new members that what we do and that we appreciate the people that join our club.
All right. Anything else you have going on you want to tell us about?
Yeah, absolutely. We have got going on right now, we usually have our custom rod and reel raffle. Chuck DeReamer, his custom rod, makes us a custom rod every year. We throw a Shimano Stella reel on there, which is a $700 reel that the Shields helps us out with. So we've had that raffle now for 6 years, and we've actually juiced it up a little bit this year. We have included a Lund 1600 tiller boat. It's a Fury is the model. It's got a 25-horsepower Merc with power trim and tilt. And we've got a cover on there, too, that our friends at CRS helped us out with. So we're still giving away the custom rod and reel, but we've also got a boat that we're giving away this summer, too.
You're giving away a boat? Really?
Yep, it's a Lund. It's sitting on my driver right now. I'll tell you what, you talk about the Powerball, and a guy feels like a winner when he has two boats sitting on his driveway.
No kidding. So how can people get a shot at winning this boat? What's the deal?
Yeah, we have got some tickets available. The drawing is on October 19th out at Rays. Rays Sport and Marine, we're having it at noon on Saturday, October 19th. So we do have tickets available. You can get a hold of us on our Facebook page, just FM Walleyes, search us on Facebook. We also have tickets available at the gun counter at Shields. So you would think you would buy a boat ticket at the Shields fishing spot, but actually they have them back at their customer service section in their gun department. And then we also have tickets downtown at Star Sudden Service. That's Ron's business down there. Also, I-29 Tire and Service on Main Avenue there. And out in Lake Park, we have some tickets over at Rain and Corey. It's also sold a little bit, too, and they've got some tickets out there available.
Okay. So if somebody wants to just join FM Walleyes in general, what's the easiest way to do that, Brenton?
Sure. Well, we have got our Facebook page. We can certainly get someone signed up that way. If they want to contact us, we can get them a registration form. We are launching a new website here in the very near future, which will have a registration form on it. There are some extra newsletters we always have available in the fishing department at Shields. We do have that monthly newsletter that we send out, and there is an application on the back of that where you send in your funds to the your fee to the post office box. And then, of course, attending most of our meetings during the fall, we're going to start them up here again in September. Third Thursday, they are going to be at the Doublewood this year. Those are free and open to the public, and that's another opportunity for people to join and become members of the club.
Let's get to the important stuff, Brent. And how has fishing been this summer? I'll admit it. I've been to Devil's Lake several times, done well there. I've been out in Minnesota a few times, done well there. But I haven't been out walleye fishing or any other kind of fishing for a couple of weeks. Things still happening out in Minnesota Lakes country, or where are you going to find some walleyes this time of the year?
Well, I was actually got the opportunity to help out with the MWC tournament up on Devil's Lake last weekend. So I helped out the camera guy, drove him around, got to find out where the pros were fishing, what they were using, really learned a lot about the lake. And of course, Mike, I drove all the way up there. I was able to bring my limit of walleyes home, so my wife was happy.
That a boy. Good. All right, man, anything else you want to get out there, or have we covered our bases today?
I think we pretty much got it covered, Mike. Thanks for having me today.
Yep, you bet. Brenton Hell of FM Walleyes. That's kind of a cool boat giveaway.